spoke about during the year, which is something we'll be spending the next Zman, hopefully, being Isaac in the different hanhagas in the world of Hashpah based upon the hanhagas of Hashem in this world. The mashpia of all mashpiyim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's the mashpia. And he's the teacher, he's the Rebbe, he's the Madrich, he's our Moira Hira, he's everything. And he revealed to us through his midas, through his spheres, the Darche HaHanhage, Darche HaHadracha, the way to teach, the way to lead. So Mitzvah, what we're going to be working on next month is to go through the different midas of Hashem, Kivyachol, and how each midas is teaching us a way in Hashpah, how we can be Mashpia to teach and to lead others. So we're going to be learning the sugi of Hashpah, Milamala Lamata. Not Milamata Lamala, generally in school and any clinical work, it's always Milamata Lamala. But the way of Pnimiyas HaTorah is Milamala Lamata. So we're going to hopefully spend some time on that. But what I want to do before we begin is, since these past couple of shmuzin that we've had, we've been talking about the shlichus. We spoke about the model of Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen. There's a shlichus, the shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shluchat Rachmana. Aaron is the Shluchat Didon, our shlich. And we spoke about the two ways of Moshe and Aaron, these two types of shlichus. And I felt that a good way to end this part of the Zman is by looking a little bit at this inyan of shlichus. Because unless you and I feel very, very confident in the fact that we're shluchim, and that we have a unique opportunity to be mashpia, whether it's as a Rebbe or in Kiruv or as a Rav or in any Melechus HaKadosh, as parents, unless we believe in that, we're going to have a really hard time. We're going to have a really hard time. So I saw a few months ago this piece. This is from Rabbi Israel Tauber. Some of you might have met, some of you might have heard of. He's a survivor of the Holocaust. He was a child in the Holocaust. And he was a Talmud. He was a Talmud of one of the great tzaddikim of the last generation, a heroic person. I'm sure you heard of Rabbi Michal Ber Weissmandl, Zecher Tzadav Koshel Vracha. You might recall that Rabbi Michal Ber made a remarkable effort to save Hungarian Jewry at the end of the Milchama. A remarkable effort that was unsuccessful, was largely unsuccessful. And he survived, he lost his entire family, and he came to America and he built the Nitri Yeshiva. These are the recollections of Rav Tauber that I recently found out are actually recorded. There's a recording, an old recording, someone told me, of Rav Michal Ber Weissmandl's last public appearance, last time he spoke in yeshiva. So I thought we'd just take a couple of minutes. It's very simple, straightforward. Let's look inside. Chavivus Shliach Sha'isa Shlichus. So this is from the Sefer Pirkei Machshava that Rav Tauber has, a series of Svarim, the most recent one that came out in the summer, Nisyonis Achris Hayom. B'shnas Tavshin Yirches Kash Shalamadati Eitzel Meri V'Rabbi HaGoyen Rav Michal Ber Weissmandl Zechem Tzadav Kosh Levracha. In the year 1958, he said, when I was learning by Rav Weissmandl, Hoyezeh Be'irov Yomov, it was at the end of his life, Kashu Kvar Hayazokein V'Choyle, he was already old and sick, V'nitzam Yimena Lid Oiglet Tzarcheh HaGashmim Shal Yeshiva, and he was no longer really able to take care of the yeshiva. Rav Weissmandl couldn't take care of the yeshiva. Menahalei HaYeshiva Hechlitu Larach Dinner L'Tayves HaYeshiva. The menahalim of the yeshiva decided that they were going to make a dinner. So you see, dinners, that's something that was already quite a few years ago they started with the dinners, to help the yeshiva. B'Motzei Shabbos. Rav Eismandel was not supposed to appear at the dinner because of his weakness. The doctors told him he was not allowed to leave the house. Certainly he was not going to be allowed to speak to the tzibur. I remember Rabbi Tarba says that we were sitting there at the dinner, his Talmidim, Avreichim, some Yungalite, and Bochrim, and we're listening to all of the speakers. Lepesa suddenly, Hushlach Has Bekahal. Suddenly there was a silence. Rav Eismandel, Hefia Bepesach. The Tzaddik Rav Eismandel was coming into the dinner. Lahafto Haseinu, to our surprise, Lamros Shaharofim Osrulov Sadibur Hubikesh Lodabra, and there's a printing thing. Despite the fact that the doctors said he couldn't come and he wasn't allowed to speak, he asked if he could speak. Onu Hayinu Negoshim Ma'oid, we were very moved by all of this. Lechashavnu Shiyagir, we never thought that he would come. Va'ata Loirak Shu Megia Hugam Medaber, not only did he come, but he is going to speak. Unfortunately, these were the last words that he would speak in public. It was 2 weeks before Rav Eismandel was nifter. This made a very big impression on me. You have to remember talking about a goyin olam. Rav Eismandel was a goyin olam, a tzaddik who gave up everything, who was being himself was on the train to the concentration camp and was able to carve his way out and jump out and was almost killed, and then he went again and risked his life to try to save Jews. Came to America, a tzibroch and a mensch, to rebuild the yeshivas. These are the last words that he said. He says, I know that the people who are speaking here tonight and the other speakers, I know that they're going to be saying good things about me. They're going to be talking about me. They're talking about me and they're going to say other things about me. I wasn't supposed to show up. I'm sure that they're speaking beautiful, they're saying beautiful things about me. So I decided, instead of letting other people talk about me, I'll talk about myself. It's a strange thing. It's not so nice, but I'm going to talk about myself. I have a particular message that I want to give over to you. I'm one of many thousands of shlichim, messengers. Shakadosh Baruch Hu sholach lo ilamai, that Hashem has sent into the world. V'nosen biyodim shlichus, Hashem has given a shlichus. The truth is that we'll see in a minute, each person has a shlichus. Each and every one of us has a shlichus. Gam ani nishlachti lo ilam hazeh, I also was sent into this world. I debari olam, by the Creator. And what I want to say about myself and the way that I'm phrasing myself is I believe in my shlichus. Ani mamin b'shlichusi. Halavai, Hashem should help us. We should be able to say that as we get older and through all of the years. Ani mamin b'shlichusi. I believe in my shlichus. Em yesh bi maila. If there's any maila that I have, azuhi ma'alasi. This is my maila. All the other stuff you might be saying about me, that's not the maila. I know what my maila is. Ani yadeya miani, I know who I am. Ma goydel tafkidi, I know how great is my responsibility, my mission, my job. Uma rav hakoyach sheyesh biyadi, and I also know the great koyches that I have. I recognize my koyches. So Rav Eismandel saying, it's not a matter of bragging that I have these kaiches, ki'ilu I made myself into something, but rather, Im ani shliach shel Hashem, if I was sent into this world as a shliach of Hashem, hashikiv yochel shlucha kamaisa, a klal shlucha shel adam kamaisa. It means that the koyach of the mishaleach is in the shliach. And if I understand myself and I look at myself as a shliach of the Borei Olam, shlucha shel adam kamaisa means that the koyach of the mishaleach, there's something infinite in the koyach that I've received to carry out the shlichus that I was sent to accomplish in this world. V'yeshli min hashamayim as kol ha-koyaches levatzei eshlichusi. And if I was made a shliach, it means that the one who sent me has given me all that I need and all of the koyaches that are necessary to carry out my shlichus. Now this is heartbreaking. He says, Pam chashavti, I once thought, Shetafkidi ba'olam, I thought that my whole tafkid in this world, Yila hatzil million Yehudim, Yehudi Hungaria. I thought that I was sent into this world to rescue a million Hungarian Jews. He was the one that was negotiating with the Nazis in Moscow. And it was raising money to buy Hungarian Jewry from Eichmann Yimach Shemai. So I thought that was my tafkid. Nisisi v'his amatzti b'chol min hishtadluyois kabirois haniskavos. And I tried with all different types of hishtadlus, tremendous big hishtadlus, la'atzolos Yehudei Hungaria, to save the last Jews of Europe, the Hungarian Jews. Vein kan hamokim lefaratam. There's no point in me going into any of the pratim of what efforts I made to do that. The gadol ha-tragedia, the great tragedy was, pritzei b'nei ameinu kilkulu estachniusi. There were rishayim, Jewish rishayim, he said, who ruined my efforts. That's a whole story. I'm sure some of you have heard of the Sefer Min HaMeitzar. If you haven't, it's one of the most horrible books ever written. Pritzei b'nei ameinu, the Ikka Kilkel came as a result of the interference of other Jews who had different agendas. And he said, and because of my great sins, I wasn't able to bring that about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gila li sheze lo tafkidi. Then I saw, Hashem made it clear to me that was not what I was to accomplish in this world. I thought, but that's not what it was. Of course, he doesn't regret all the shtadlus he made. But afterwards, I saw that Hashem gave me a shlichus. Lakim yeshiva, to establish a yeshiva. Ululamed talmidim, and to teach the talmidim. And Rav Eismandel spoke about the whole history of the yeshiva. Kama choshuv hu ha'odam, shamake v'yadeh es shlichusai. How great is the person who has the privilege of recognizing and knowing what his shlichus is in this world. Es shlichusai v'tafkidai ba'olam, to know what his shlichus, his tafkid is in the world. U'mishtadol l'mali es yehud, and he tries to carry that out. The other side. Dvarim elu nichnesu az belibi. So Rabbi Taube says that Rav Eismandel's words penetrated my heart. Achayisi, it's a printing thing. Achayisi batuach. Shemamish oid rega Mashiach magia. And I felt so moved that in that place, at that time, I felt that Mashiach is coming in a minute. V'yigmar tafkideinu kishlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that this whole time of being Hashem's shluchim, this period of all the 6,000 years, this period of the last 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach had been completed. The world would be filled with Deus Hashem, Kemaim Lam Yachasim, and the story would be over. Mi Cholam Az, who could have dreamt back then, in 1958, that I myself would be repeating all of this, even in the wildest dream. I never would have thought that in 55 years, that 55 years later, I'll put out a sefer, in which I'll quote what I heard from a Weissman. But that's what Kosh Baruch Hu wants. Who writes his son kishagrim ushlichim ba'olamai? He wants each and every one of us to recognize what the Rebbe was saying, to recognize that we're his ambassadors and his shlichim in this world. Aleinu loseis tafkid zu ba'achrayus atzuma. We have to carry this tafkid with a tremendous sense of responsibility. It's tremendous, tremendous achrayus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hemin banu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. Hu somach aleinu, and he somach on us, shenivatzeyeh es tafkidenu karoi, that will carry out the tafkid karoi in the right way. Hu chedivrei chazal b'yalkut shemayni, as it says in the Yalkut, kel emuna. Hashem is called a kel emuna, a God of faith. What does that mean, that Hashem has emuna, kel emuna? Shehemin ba'olam ubara'i, that Hashem believes in this project of creation, and He created the world with that emuna. Klima bari olam hemin banu, which of course it means that Hashem believed in us. Bereishis bara Elokim es bishvil Yisrael, and He assigned us to be His shlichim in the Bria. Klima bari olam hemin banu, that Hashem Baruch believes in us. V'nosel lanu tafkid v'achrayis. V'ha'achrayis hamutelas aleinu, and the achrayis, the responsibility that we have, hu levatzeya oyisa b'shleimus, is to carry this out b'shleimus. Kol echad mi'itanu, hu loy pochus shliach, shal kadosh baruch hu meher rabbi shali, each and every Jew is not less of a shliach than my Rebbe, Har Weiss Mandel. V'hu loy pochus shliach maharizal, o mehagro, habal shem tov, o herashbi, rabbi shem bayuchai, and each and every one of us is no less of a shliach than all the tzaddikim. L'kulonu tafkid shleiniton l'hachlifay. Each and every one of us has a tafkid that cannot be exchanged with anybody else. We can't switch it. Misha en amamen b'shlichus. Of course, the great chachma is, how do you recognize your shlichus? But I'm talking to a chevra that there's been already hashgacha pratis each and every one of your lives that have brought you to this point in life, where you're thinking about and giving serious thought to entering into the world of Melachas HaKadosh. There's been a tremendous amount of hashgacha, schusavitz, all kinds of things that have happened in Shemayim that each and every one of you is here at this point in your life right now. A person does not believe in the shlichus. He's not going to succeed, and he's going to be moil in his tafkid. He's going to be moil. There's going to be a me'ila in his tafkid in this world. A person has to have a tremendous amount of amuna to live this in the right way, to live with a feeling burning inside. Not just the first 3 months, the first job, the first 3 years, but for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, to live with that fire of the shlichus inside. V'im Yehudi hoylech im ha'achrayis. And if you go and you live with this feeling of achrayus. Umam and bishlichusai, as long as you believe that Hashem is Baruch appointed you as a shliach, who yikabel as kol hasiyata d'shmaya, then you will be zoicha to receive all of the siyata d'shmaya, all of the help from above, hanitzreches loy that you need. Lavatzeya eshlichusai. You know that you ever hear of the altar from the Vardik? Zeichet Tzadik Rosh Rabbi Yozel Horovitz, the altar from the Vardik. He was an Ish Kaddish. The Chlal, the story of his life, he was an Ish Side, he was a mysterious person. He separated himself from the world for a certain time. He was in the forest by himself, and he came back into the world. He was an Ish Kaddish. He established a network of yeshivas all across Europe. I don't remember the number, but I think it was over 50 yeshivas he made all over Europe. And this person was mabish in Ish Kaddish. Wasn't a fundraiser, but he built these yeshivas. So I saw once in a sefer that he didn't have a pruta lifrait. He was going to raise money. He didn't have a kopek in his pocket. He had to go from place to place. So they used to let him ride on the outside of the train. He used to go in the winter in Russia. On the outside of the train, they knew what he was like. They thought he was like a crazy person, the Russians, and they let him go on the outside and hold on to a bar on the outside of the train in the winter in Russia. And that's how he used to go around from place to place and go to different places raising money. They said that his pace had wild, used to be frozen. He used to see like sticks coming out, like spears, you know. Karnei Moshe, like that. And that's how the altar from Nevadik went around collecting money. So somebody once saw it. He came off the train, climbed down, and the people there, the Yidden, saw him like this. And somebody went over to the altar and said, "Rabbi, what are you doing? And what do you think that you're going to do here with these yeshivas? You want to make all these yeshivas?" So the altar from the Vadik said that my question is never, can I do it? I never asked that once to myself, can I do it? My only question is this: if I know and Hashem has made it clear to me that it needs to get done, that I need to do it, then the only question is, how do I go about doing it? Not can I do it, but how do I do it? That I'm always thinking about. How can I do it? But not can I do it? If we think in ourselves, when it comes to some of the more noble aspirations of life, how we get lost in thoughts of, can I do it? The Alter said, that's not the issue. If you believe in the Shlichus, if you believe it's your responsibility, the Alter said, I believe my responsibility is to build Torah. And I'm not going to stop. And it's not a question in my mind. I never think about that, can I do it? That's not my inyan. That's the Baruch Shem's inyan. He's the Mishaleach. I'm his Shliach. That's not my inyan, can I do it? My only inyan is, how do I do it? How to go about doing it? And if I have to stay on the side of the train and I don't have money to get into the train, so that's what it'll be. But not can I do it. It's a different mabat, it's a different way of looking at life. Then one receives siyata d'shmaya, like the altar from the Vadik had such siyata d'shmaya that he opened those yeshivas. That wasn't b'derech hatava. You see, by all the tzaddikim, how they were pearl things that was not b'derech hatava. And the way that, not just, I'm not saying just like big Rosh Hashivas and big rabbis. I'm saying even big askanim, that they were able to, I've met people like this. I remember when we wanted to build a building for the shul, we were in a house and we were renting from the school, we were in the gym, the Baal Tefillah was under the basket, that's where the Baal Tefillah was then. I used to speak from the foul line, you understand? That's where it was in the gym. So then there was a whole Indian some guys found a piece of property. It wasn't going to be a couple $1 million. There was a meeting. So the whole meeting was like the oil was saying that, we're just a couple of guys. We can't do that. You know, we're not rich guys. We don't have any gvirim. We're just regular guys. And it can't be. So the whole meeting was, the word, it could be summed up in can't. Lo. Can't be. Lo yachol yes. There's one yid that like he got upset and he said, what's with this? What is this? We believe that we have something we could do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that HaShem Baruch Hu brought us all together, so we're going to build the shul, and we're going to announce we're building the shul, we're going to buy this services, but how we get, we'll talk about that later on, the taxis, the strategy. But what's this yayish over here that we can't? He says, we're going to do it. And he got everybody charged up, and he said, it's not a question, it's going to get done. We're going to do it. And we can do it. And Hashem is sending us to do it. We'll work out the problem later on. And when he would go to raise money for it, he spoke in the same way. And it's amazing how people saw that. And they felt the siyata d'shamayim. And this Jew was able to bring down such a place from Shammai. He had such siyata d'shamayim because he believed in the shlichus. And he didn't let up in the shlichus. It's only a question of how to do it. We'll do it. Not that I can't. Shluchu shalom k'moyesai. Koyach ha-mashaleach b'shliach. So he brings this fasemes. U'b'sfasemes, Isa b'medrish. Ein chaviv lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash says, Ein chaviv lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shliach sh'nishtaleach la'aseis mitzvah b'noisei nafshoi sh'yatzliach b'shlichu. So Sfasemes brings the Yalkut. The Medrash, that the most beloved person, Ein chaviv lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who was most beloved by Hashem, who's most dear to Hashem, is the shliach shenishtaleach la'aseis mitzvah. The shliach was sent to accomplish, to do a mitzvah. V'noisei nafshay shiach shliach b'shluchusa. And he's noisei nafshay. He gives himself completely over. Shiach shliach b'shluchusa. To be matzliach in the shlichus. Sfasemes brings. This is all the lashon of the Sfasemes. Noide divrei avi zekeini moivir avi. He brings from his grandfather. He brings from the grandfather from Chiddush Arim Sulsiyalina. Ki kulanu shluchei mitzvah. Chiddush Arim said, ki kulanu shluchei mitzvah. Each and every one of us, all of us, were shluchei mitzvah. Shenishtalachnu mehashem esbar boilem hazeh lekayim mitzvah. Was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world to be mekayim. To be mekayim is mitzvahs. Not just a big person, each and every Jew. If you look at life that way, it's a different life, regardless of what your position is in life. Being a father, being a husband, being a rabbi, being a friend, being at a particular job. Ein chovel lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishliach shenishtaleach la'aseis mitzvah v'noisei nafshei shiyatzliach b'shlichuso. Bevadai, this Vasem says, lahoyse evsharus lahamshich kedushas Hashem esbarach lamazer. Rak ayde b'nei Yisrael b'avadosam. What other way? This Vasem says, how else can Elokus, how else is it possible to draw down kedushas Hashem into this world, if not through b'nei Yisrael b'avadosam? V'hiya eitzah sheyuchlu l'skayim bar lamazer b'kedusha, ayde ha-mitzvah. And the eitzah that we have, that will be able to succeed and to bring kedusha into this world, is ayde ha-mitzvahs. The Baruch Shalom gave us the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are eitzahs. The mitzvahs are eitzahs. K'dechsev shlach orcha v'amitcha, dihine b'chol dover yesh kedusha. In every single thing in life, everything is a mitzvah. It's not just putting on tefillin. It's not just blowing shofar Rosh Hashanah. Every single moment of life is an opportunity to be megalek v'yit shemayim. Malchus ha-malchus kol olamim. Kol olamim. Nimtze. Shekol ha-nasa hu rotzen elyayin. Bilvad. Rak shenista b'olam hazeh. Everything that's happening is the rotzen elyayin. How I speak to somebody at work. How I conduct myself at the meal when I'm eating. Every single thing in the world is a mitzvah. Every single, it's just, it's nister, by Lam Hazah. This world is hiding. The Ratzon Elyon that's in everything. The mitzvahs are called candles. So Baruch Hashem gave us mitzvahs that we should be Isaac and mitzvahs with everything in life. And Chazal tell us that a person has a field and every single step that he takes there's another mitzvah. Leket, Shichin, Peyer, Trumas, and Maisvahs. In every single step of life, it's the Ratzon Hashem is nistar in this world is hidden. But through Torah and mitzvahs, the Baruch Hashem is megala to us how we take this moment and if we accept the responsibility of being shluchei mitzvah. And we're able to uncover the Ratzon Hashem at this moment in life, at this place that we're in, with the karchis that I have. Only with Torah mitzvahs are we able to have a candle that we hold up to everything in life and say, oh, here there's a mitzvah. Here there's a mitzvah by the leket, by the shikha, by the peyah. Here there's a mitzvah. Without that, it's tam. It's tam a schlepper. But when you have the candle of Torah mitzvahs, then you're able to look at everything with that candle and to see, what's the Ratzon Hashem? Kiner mitzvah. Every mitzvah is a candle that shows us, shlach orcha v'amitcha, what's the or, what's the emes of this moment in my life? B'chol ha'maisa. Ki ein lucha maisa she'ein b'mitzvah. There's no such maisa that doesn't have a mitzvah. Everything has a mitzvah. Ein lucha maisa she'ein b'mitzvah. There's no maisa that doesn't have, in some way, a mitzvah, a deraisa, a drabronin, an avizrahu, a midah toiva, which is an inyan of a halachta bedrochev, right? Every single thing is a mitzvah. Everything. V'akoydim kol dor v'tzorach adam litei nafshoi b'shlichusai. Svasema says, but this is what you have to do. But for everything in life, you have to stop for a second and think. And to be noisein nafshoi b'shlichusai. To give yourself over to this shlichus. To give yourself over to the Dvar Hashem, to the Or Hashem at this moment. Litei nafshoi b'shlichusai. V'haylum, she'yes of kol ritzoinus shalos v'asema says, you draw together all of your ritzoinus, all of your koiches. Levatlam, and you mevatl everything that you want for yourself, what your cheshbon is, and you have one rotzen. Rak l'kayim rotzen elyon. That was the altar from the Vardik. Rak l'kayim rotzen elyon. My rotzen is lasis ritzoinche, period. Rav Shalom, help me understand what's the mitzvah of this moment of my life. What's the shlichus of this moment of my life? And I want to be noisein nafshi. The nefesh means my rotzen. Im yeshes nafshecha means your rotzen. I want to give myself over completely. Rak lekayim rotzen elyon. Vayidei zeh. And through that, the Svasema says, once you access that, once you hook up with that koyach, then you'll be matzliach in the shlichus. Voisa ha mitzvah kitikuna, and you'll be able to carry out the mitzvah kitikuna in the right way. V'af b'maisa gashmi, and even if it's a simple gashmi is the good thing, a physical act. Ayde yishuv hadas, if a person stops and thinks and has a yishuv hadas. Shemavara etzloi. He's mavara with Yishuv Hadas. The chofetz be'emes she is kayim rotzen elyon, and you really, really want that the rotzen elyon should be carried out in this act that you're going to now undertake. Sheish b'zeh, to try to know what's the rotzen elyon right now. Yuchal liyinotzel, you'll be able to liyinotzel to be saved, meaning you'll be able to succeed in this mulchama of life. Ad kam l'shan. This is the lashon of the Svasemis. You see an interesting thing that we're talking now that we're in the parashas of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's metzias was kimin amayim mishisiyu, right? His name is Moshe. And k'min amayim b'shisihu, he was drawn from the water. So the Mefarshim are asking, so why is his name Moshe? His name should be Mashui. I know that would sound funny. Mashui Rabbeinu. But his name should be, the Mefarshim ask, should be Mashui, the one who was drawn from the water. Min hamayim mishisihu. He's the one who was drawn. So his name should be Mashui. Not Moshe, Mashui. So the Sforna has a fantastic lashon over there. The Sforna writes, Moshe memalait u'Moshe acherim mitzara. His name is Moshe because the tafkid of his life was to draw other people out from tzaras, to pull others out of the water, of the ocean, of this world. Ki omnam mishisuhu min hamayim b'gzeiris irin. The Sforna says, it's true. There was a decree from above that he would be drawn out from the Nile, that he would be taken, he would be rescued from the water. Kidei shiyamali tu acher. But he understood that if God saved me from that water, if he saved me from drowning, it's almanas that I should become a Moshe, that I should save others from drowning. It's a beautiful Sforna. It's my whole mitzvah is that I should be Moshe Acher, that I should draw others out, I should save others, I should rescue others. Our whole generation, Rabbi Sai, our entire generation. If any of you are grandchildren of survivors, you're much more sensitive to this. To try to imagine what Rav Meisbander was thinking in 1958. Our entire generation was saved. This is a generation after Kiddush Hashem, after the biggest Kiddush Hashem there ever was, 6 million plus Jews. So whether you're familiar with all the ins and outs of what happened during those years, or whether you're not, the Metzius is that min hamayim mishisihu, that we were drawn out. The neshamas of this generation were taken out from the flood and the fires of the milchama, of the war. Min hamayim mishisihu. I can only share this with you that when it's a personal, and you know, I'm not going to go into pratim, it's also not, like you saw, it's not nice to talk about oneself. But I know with myself that when it came down to it, when I had to decide what I wanted to do, I had been hearing for many years what others expected me to do. And I already was registered for law school, and in those days, you're either a doctor, if you were a nice firm boy, you either would be a doctor or a lawyer. If you're a little bit less matzlich in school, maybe an accountant. That was the perception then. I'm not saying that's the metzius, but that was the perception. And I didn't care particularly for science and stuff like that. So I wasn't going to be a doctor. I don't like this. I don't like blood, unless it's inside, not outside. And so I was going to be a lawyer. And I didn't see this far enough that I just quoted to you. But I was raised with a feeling of min hamayim mishisihu. I heard this day and night from my parents. We were saved. We don't know why. We didn't deserve to be saved. So I heard that a lot. And a strange thing happened. I was already set to go to law school. And I had an old friend of mine from high school who lives in Los Angeles that was in New York just to stop by. He came to see his mother, and he spent Shabbos with us. He was very close to me and my family. He spent the Shabbos with us. And we were talking at night, Friday night, and he said, so, like, what's the story, Maish? I said, what do you mean, what's the story? So I said, I'm starting law school in September. So he said, why? You know, I hadn't ever thought, I never thought about it. I don't know. What do you mean, why? I got to make a living? What am I going to do? I don't want to be a doctor. So what else are you going to do? So he says, but you know, you love learning. And he used to give schmoozing and stuff for the guys. And he used to... So maybe you want to teach. You know, I hadn't thought about it. We were talking a little bit, and I couldn't sleep the whole Friday night. I couldn't sleep. And then I went like this the whole Shabbos. And Sunday, I decided I was going to talk to my father about it. I didn't really want my mom to be there, but she was hanging around. And it was Sunday afternoon, and I said to my father, "I think, Daddy, I think I decided I'd like to stay, you know, to stay learning, maybe to teach Torah." So my mother starts to say, "What are you talking about? You lost your mind. You learn all the Torah you like, but what are you going to do with it? It's not, you know, you probably heard sometimes these things." So you lost your mind, and you think you're so frum. My brothers, they were frummer than you, and they were going to go into business and all this stuff, you know, before the war. So my mother's like, he lost his mind. Talk to my father. She quiet everything down. And my father asked my mother to please leave. We spent must have been 6-7 hours talking. My father wanted to talk, because at that time I was already engaged. So I'm not going to talk about my in-laws' reaction to this. It's just my parents. I don't want to take another minute. So my father went through all the cheshbonos, like, you know, you want to get married? I said, yeah. So my father says, so insurance. I said, what? Insurance. Yeah. You know, you have to have insurance. So I said, no, you have to have insurance. My father said, yeah, you have to have insurance. Medical insurance costs a lot of money. And then this, and there's that. And this. I said, you know, I'll tutor, I'll do this, whatever. So on each thing that I said, my father like blew it apart. Like every single answer that I had, like how I'm going to manage, my father like had a he schlugged it up. The whole thing he schlugged up. I was uiske schlugged the whole night. It was bizyonis. And I'm going to get married, you know. So, and my mother, in the meantime, she was resting. And she came out once or twice to see if my father went. Like that. So then finally, at the end, my father said to me this. After he slugged up everything I said, I'm sharing this with you, I don't really talk about this Barabbas, so. But it came to me just now to tell you. My father said, it's been already quite a few years since my whole family was killed, since everything that I had was taken. And I never understood. Why did Hashem Baruch leave me in the world? But maybe now, he said, maybe now this is the tachlis. If you could help other Jews, that's what he said. And my mother came out and she said, no. She said to him in Hungarian, you fixed it, everything's okay. Law schools are... My father said, no, Moshe's going to stay in yeshiva. And we're proud of him. That's how they spoke in those days. We're proud of him. And that's what he's going to do. And you know what's the interesting thing? After that, any time that I wanted to go, let's say, with my friends to like play basketball or something, my father would say, what are you doing? What kind of bottom are you? You're supposed to be learning. What are you going to play basketball? So I said, I literally like relax. What kind of relax? You said you want to be mashpi. You want to teach Torah. So you have to be a Talmud Chacham. You have to learn. Our whole generation was saved in order to save others. That's our whole existence. Tafkidenu eis kazois hiladaz eshlichusayim. Our tafkid is to know our shlichus. Shlichusana gedoyla. Ke'eis uladaris v'liyos maisrim nafshenu eshlichusayim. Okay, I wouldn't say this if you weren't a chever that was sensitive to this inyan of what the shlichus is. She'an nituk v'havdolim mikol hara. Hamakiv v'soyuvus from to detach ourselves from everything that's around us, all the bad. Lahamim b'tafkidenu, to believe in our tafkid, v'kach niske shebimeheri yizgalo erish l'mashiach, maybe amenu amen. Bez Hashem, next time we'll spend one more time, maybe a little piece from the Slonimer, from the Nesiva Shalom, to be mashlim this picture that Rav Eismandel and that Rabbi Tavor, Yibol Mechanachem, are painting for us. Hashem's book should help us, that we should be good shlichim, and we should be nice and as nafshenu for the shlichis, and we should be zeichet for big, big siyat at the Shemaya, to draw the Jews out from the water. Shkoyach. Thank you.